the sugar, the acetyl form of the sugar, cannot ring open. It's locked down. Now that gives you the ability then to test whether you're looking at a sugar which is called a reducing sugar or a sugar which is then a non-reducing sugar. A reducing sugar will have the ability to ring open and form the aldehyde. We know that the aldehydes are reducing agents, and the classic test is to take Tollens reagent, which is ammoniacal silver, so it's ammonia and silver plus. If you put this in the presence of a decent reducing agent, then the reducing agent will provide electrons to the silver plus and turn it into silver. So there's the reaction going on. The aldehyde is turned into the carboxyl group. The electron ends up taking the silver plus, turning it into